My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We are happy to announce that every Wednesday we'll be talking to this man, Super Bowl champion Phil Sims, and the Sims Spotlight. Oh, great alliteration. The Sims Spotlight is sponsored by Balance of Nature, whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Well, Gio, Boomer, everybody.
Oh, come on.
Good morning to all of you.
All of us. Your phone sucks. Your phone sucks.
You can't hear it?
No, you're in and out. It's all, where are you?
Well, I'm in my house.
All right, that sounds a little better now, but I couldn't hear anything you said prior to that.
All right, hold on. All right. How about I go get on a landline and then dial in?
Oh, there you
great
go.
Great start.
This
great
is
start.
A great start to the season, man. Like, such an old man.
Such an old man. What are you talking about?
You still
can you hear me well?
No.
Call it right, back.
Right. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, that was awful.
Hi, I'm Phil Sims.
Hi, Phil. He's got to call in on a landline.
I just love how we were talking about how he's got to come in studio and all this. I'm not coming in studio. All of a sudden, his first words out of his mouth is, hey, Boomer G. What? Can't hear you, man.
He called me back on his cell phone. I said, are you on a landline? He goes, no. Got to go upstairs, so we'll know how big his house is to see how long it's going to take.
His house is huge, man. I'm telling you, that's Shea Sims over there in Franklin Lakes.
How long does it take the elevator to get down to his floor?
Yeah, he...
I think he has one of those seats to help him get up the stairs.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. If it's a big spiral staircase.
Yeah, it goes around in circles. When he gets up there, he's dizzy.
Oh, man.
So he posted a picture of his backyard the other day. There were some deer in his backyard.
Oh, it's enormous.
I was like, what?
It's like
it's like a state park. Really was. It was insane.
I wonder if
it was a geyser back there.
I wonder if he dies if he donates it to Jersey. You know how like Ohika Castle and that kind of thing? But also Ohika Castle is now privately owned.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I could see him donating it to Jersey.
Yeah, like the Rockefellers did in upstate New York.
I mean, it's so much land. I mean, you could probably put like a 3-9-hole
easily
golf course there.
Easily. And it's got water. It's got crocodiles, turtles. It's a menagerie.
Phil, you back?
I'm back. Quit talking about golf, God Almighty.
No, we're talking about your backyard.
How big it is? Yeah.
And we could turn it into a 3-9-hole course.
Yeah, well, there's water here, so you'd lose all your golf balls in it, so there you go.
See, that's the moat that goes around the castle.
Yeah, right, the moat.
Yeah, right, around. Okay, listen, hey, just hold on. I've been watching for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
First off, I was very disappointed when I turned the TV on today, and Boomer looks trim, so that irritates me. I like him when he's nice and fat, so I can make fun of him.
Well, it's eating season coming up soon.
Yeah.
So.
It's coming up, yeah. And then, of course, I got to listen to the sperm donor. Oh, my God. What the hell's wrong with you guys? Let's see. I did turn on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Boomer, I don't think you were there. And they were talking about shaving their backs and other parts of their body. Oh, it was disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think I was. Was I here for that?
Yeah, you were there for it. Hell, okay. You're the leading guy. You know, you talk about shaving your back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to slap you on the back and make sure, you know, I've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then, Gio, I learned something today. Kay Adams squeezed your man boob.
Yeah,
so that
did.
Was really, that was great radio.
You know, she did. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And
then you.
Yeah.
You, I'm not done with you yet.
Okay.
I'm listening to you, and you started moaning and crying. Oh, Phil's going to be on the phone? I hate those phone interviews.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Well, okay, I made a mistake. I didn't know. You guys got to spend some money in there to get reception better.
Oh,
but listen,
okay.
I am going to come in there in the studio to do a lot of the shows.
Oh, nice.
I hope so. That'd be great.
Oh, I am. No, it's going to be great. And I want to sit right next to you. not over there in that far chair. I want to sit right next to Gio.
Okay.
Right between
us. Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah. You know, listen, I do the damn giant preseason games. I have to get text messages from, you know, that blonde sitting next to you who's always tan. I don't get that, but that's the way it is.
Well, I just made a little makeup and maybe shut up a little bit, and it would have been a little bit more enjoyable watching the games.
Hey, let me tell you what. I had so many comebacks for you, and I said, can I talk about Boomer? And they said, yeah, okay, wait a few minutes, and, you know, the next thing you know, the game is over. But I was going to just slaughter you on the air. But
yeah, I'm sure.
They
would
let me. Well, Gio actually said, too, he goes, yeah, we watched the game. He looked fluorescent. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know, you're our favorite punching bag. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I know. The last thing is, once again, Gio, I owe my career and everything I do and TV and whatever to Boomer Esiason.
Thank you.
Well, that's right. Yes, and we know that. And
I know
he says you're welcome.
He talks about it constantly.
And by the way, you know, we were pulling for you to be ranked higher than Eli in the Giants' top 100.
Oh, well, you knew that. Hey, I shouldn't be. He won two Super Bowls. He's MVP in both.
But when you guys won the Super Bowl that Jeff Hostetler played in, you were undefeated until when you got hurt.
Well, there was no guarantee I was going to win three playoff games if I was the quarterback. So I don't know. I don't talk about it a lot. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up.
Don't cry. We don't want to make you sad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but no, it's all good. Eli was, what number was he? Number nine, I heard?
He was eight.
Is that
he
right?
Was eight. Sam Huff was
he
number
was eight.
Nine.
Oh, who was number nine?
Sam Huff, and then Andy. Stop like you don't know what the list is. You know the list.
I swear to God, I don't know. I know I'm number 11, and always ask, is this guy on?
Yes.
So. I'm glad Sean Lindetta made it.
Yeah, Shawnee made it to. Yeah, a bunch of. Look, most of the guys in front of you are all Hall of Famers.
It was good. It was good. So. All right, what's going on? What do you guys want to know?
All right, well, just what I want to know from you, really, football-wise. You covered the Giants. You saw the Giants. You went over to practice. You talked to Brian Daboll a lot. You and I both knew that he was calling the plays. And that's got to be a good thing for Daniel Jones. And I think, do you think he's going to be as aggressive as I think he's going to be?
Oh, I think so. You know, listen, many reasons. One, last year, regardless of what, and people hate it when I say this because it's Daniel Jones. It was one of the worst offensive lines in the history of the NFL. One of the worst. And when I knew I was going to do the Giant games, I said, let me go back and watch their games and see what really was the big problem. And after like three games, I go, I know the problem. This is unbelievable. I mean, it really was. It was even, I would say it was two times worse than I thought it was. And it all kind of came and made sense. But I'll just say this. The Giants, I thought their moves during the offseason, I think they hit all the right things they needed. One, they drafted Malik Nabers. That gives them a big-time bona fide star, I hope, at wide receiver. Now they've got some depth there and some guys that can all run and got speed. But they went out and picked up four offensive linemen, and I liked all of them. And not only that, they go out and get Brian Burns, which I think can change the football team too. So and the draft... No, besides Malik Nabers, nobody you go, oh, wow, they got this guy. But they're all good players. They all played well in the preseason. So I think the Giants, I think they got a good chance of performing well this year. I don't expect them to go 12-5, but I would like to see and hope they can win, you know, their share of games and have a chance to win them all when they're out there playing with the competition.
Biggest weakness in your eyes, the secondary?
Oh, absolutely. That's why when they got Brian Burns, you got Dexter Lawrence, and you got Kayvon Thibodeau. You know, I got surprised by Kayvon Thibodeau just watching him and getting ready for these preseason games and just watching practice. I go, man, he had a much better year. And, of course, you're not going to talk about it when the Giants are losing games and it's ugly and the offense is struggling in every aspect of the world. So he kind of got passed over. But, yeah, the secondary is a big deal. But they got three guys that can really – if the outside guys rush well enough, Dexter Lawrence should be a superstar. Because just watching him this offseason and even in training camp, when your own team has to double-team you every time they run a play because they can't block him, tells you how good he is. So if he can get one-on-one matches because of the good outside pass rush, then I think it's going to be a huge point for the New York Giants.
You know,
and of course, going out and, yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I was going to say, you know, we interviewed Daniel Jones. We're talking to Phil Simms. We interviewed Daniel Jones over at training camp, you know, and I pointed out how you started with your career, how Eli started with his career, and how it was not easy for either one of you and to ultimately win a Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVPs. And I was just waiting for him to say, yeah, I know all about their history and I know exactly what they went through and maybe I'm going through that and I'm going to change the narrative about me. I mean, does he have the personality, Phil, to understand exactly where he is in his career and how important this year is?
That's a good question, really, Boomer. Yeah, I think he does. I think he understands it, and I think he's, you know, not shying away from it. I did watch him do the interview with you guys, and, you know, he answered the questions a little careful, but he still answered them in the right way. And look, if you play quarterback in the NFL and you're in there long enough, you're going to have stretches where the fans, the media, and all that, they're coming after you. And you just got to be tough enough to fight through it and not let it affect you. And that's easy to say, and I think you know, and I know that's hard to do sometimes. Because, man, when it starts going bad, it just gets louder and louder, and you got to block it out. And, you know, even the game in Houston, he throws that interception. First off, you learn when you're backed up as a quarterback, it's look, they're not open, throw it away. You don't even try to make a play in those situations, which he did, and it backfired. But I thought after that he was very aggressive, threw the football really well. And that's what you got to do. You know, when you make mistakes, you're going to make them. Just got to be tough enough to mentally just go, I don't care. And I think I said this during the game. I didn't realize I said it on TV. You got to throw an interception. You come to the sideline and your offensive lineman go, oh, that's okay. I say, yeah, I know it's okay. Be ready to make some tackles. I might throw five today. So just get out there and do it, you know. And it's true. Yeah. You know, your mindset, instead of going over there and sitting on the bench, you know, booms, and you know it's true. You sit there and go, oh, my God, I already made a mistake. I got to be so careful the rest of the game. And that's the worst thing you can do. You know, as Bill Parcells would always say, it's not a game for perfection. So you got to go out there and you got to play right to the edge. You got to learn where that is so you don't fall off the cliff and play that way because that's when you're at your best. And hopefully with Brian Daboll calling the plays and Daniel Jones knows what's at stake for him, that we're going to see some of those things we just talked about in games this year.
Talking to Phil Sims, who's going to join us every Wednesday on Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports
Ooh-wee.
Network.
Yeah! Yeah, baby.
So, since we're only going to talk to you now and then again next Wednesday, yes. Out of all the quarterbacks in the league, for whatever reason, which one is the one in week one you're most excited to see?
Oh, my gosh. That's a tough question. You know, there's many. I mean, let's just go local. I'm anxious to see Sam Darnold in Minnesota.
Wow. I would have never thought you'd go there.
Well, yeah, I think Sam Darnold, like a lot of guys, it just didn't fall for him. I like his talent. He throws the ball well. And listen, what quarterback doesn't play well for Kevin O'Connell?
True.
I mean, he put guys in there last year. I said, hell, I didn't even know they were still in the league. And they threw for 400 yards. And this Viking offense is real. It's aggressive. It's got a good offensive line, so that's going to be interesting going against the Giant defense, which has a whole new persona of what they're trying to do instead of what Wink Martindale did. But, you know, too, I hate to be local, but I'm going to do it anyway. I want to see Brock Purdy against this Jet defense. And I know they know it well because DeMeco Ryans was there. He ran this defense. Robert Saleh ran it. So Kyle Shanahan knows what's coming his way, but I think the Jets – have a chance to be really good. And I heard y'all talking a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. Hey, look, he knows how to manage a game. If it's, he'll know the score. He does a great job of that. Last year wasn't quite, or 2 years ago, I should say, I forgot, that it wasn't quite what he usually does. But I think he will do that, understanding how good the defense is, what they're playing against, and what they have as talent around him. And it's going to work out well. So. But a lot of them. I'm waiting to see Houston. And then, of course, I want to see some of these rookie quarterbacks, how they do.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams are going to be interesting to see what they do. I think Caleb looks like he's ready to go right out of the gate. Real quickly for me, one more question.
All right.
I wanted to ask you about Tom Brady and, you know, his game. He's got the Cowboys at the Browns Sunday at 4:25 on Fox. The NFL has set this up, you know, because CBS does not have a national doubleheader. So they set this up to be a huge ratings bonanza for Fox right out of the gate. How do you think he does?
Well, you know he's going to do well. I think it's always a learning curve there, but I know he's been doing practice games, and I've heard it's going pretty well that way. Now, he's not allowed to go to the team practice. They didn't change that here in the last couple of days, I don't think.
No, they haven't. They're still, like, he is still limited because of his flirtation with the Oakland Raiders and possible ownership there.
You know what that means for him in this game? Nothing, because he's going to know anyway what each team needs to do, what they got to do the first game of the year. And when you stand up there in the booth, and I just say to everybody, you know, Boomer, you stand up there and you call the game. When it's snapped, it's like watching film sitting in the film room. You just see everything. So he's going to see it all. And I think the big thing when you're doing, you know, being an analyst for football games is just try to make the points quick and, you know, It's hard to do sometimes, but don't overtalk. And that's hard for a lot of people, too, that's for sure.
Well, it's hard for me, for sure.
yeah.
And you always remind
listen,
me.
I had quite a few years of that looking at you. Yes. Just to let you guys know, they would go in our ears and say 30 seconds, and it'd go to Boomer. And at 29, he would throw it to me. And I'd say, all right, we'll be back right after this. And I would look at Boomer, and Boomer would just kind of give me that laugh. Oh, yeah. I said, yeah, no, I did it on purpose. Yeah, you got me. You got me. So, yeah, I'm going to miss that. Waking up, I was sitting on that studio round table, looking across, seeing Boomer, and going, damn, it can't be that important if Boomer's here, so I feel pretty relaxed today.
Well, Phil, you got him every Wednesday, and we're excited for that. It's great talking to you this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Gio. I'll see you in there, and I need a nice cushy chair sitting next to the hairy guy right there.
You will get it. We will provide
that
for you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.